Okay, we are up to Mitzvah Chaf Dalid, Parshas Peshalach. There is only one mitzvah in Parshas Peshalach. Bo, we spent a couple of weeks on. Peshalach has one mitzvah, and then Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow we start Parshas Yisro, which gets us into the Atheres Adibris. But today, we have one mitzvah, Mitzvah Chaf Dalid. Shelo Netze B'Shabbos Chutz L'Tchum. One cannot go out of his tchum, out of his area on Shabbos. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Vahi b'shalach yishba mitzvahs lo sase achas, Vahi, shenimnanu shelo lelechas b'shabbos chus l'gvulim yiduim. We didn't even get to the basic mitzvah of Shabbos yet. That's coming up in Parshas Yisro. But even before that, we have one of the Isurim that apply to Shabbos, and that is one is not allowed to go a certain distance outside certain borders on Shabbos. One has to stay put. Shneamar al yetze yish bimkomo b'yom ha-shvi. A person cannot leave his place b'yom ha-shvi. The Karaites take this pasuk literally and do not leave their house on Shabbos. Al yetze yish bimkomo. They don't leave their house. They put their tzitzis on the wall or isim unso and stare at their tzitzis. And they don't have hot food on Shabbos. They don't make fire because it says lo savaru eish b'chomo shvaseichem. So the Shabbos is a pretty boring eating cold food day. But we, of course, do not assume that way. We have Torah Shebal Peh that goes right along with Torah Shebechsav. Al Yetze Yishbem Komo means Ubaha Pirish Alav. The commentary on it, the explanation is Shemakomo Nikra Kol Sheinu Marchik Yoser Mishalos Parsos Chutzlair. As long as I am within my city, I can go wherever I want. I go wherever I want in my city. We're not talking, this is not the Isser, just to be clear. This is not the Isser of Hotza'ah, which is Malacha number 39, which Be'ezer Hashem will talk about when we get to Malacha Shabbos. That is carrying something outside, which is a Rabim to Rosh Hashanah and vice versa. This is an Isser of walking. I'm not carrying anything. But still, I'm not allowed to go a certain distance outside my city. How far? Yoser Mishalosh Parsos Chutzliya. Three Parsos. How long is that? Parsa Arba Milin. Each parsa is 4 mil, so it's 12 parsos. That doesn't help me. V'hamil alpayim amma. A mil is 2,000 amos, meaning 24,000 amos altogether. An amma is between 1.5 and 2 feet. So 24,000 amos is the distance that if I go outside that distance and I start counting from the edge of my city and I walk farther than that amount, I violate this Isser Daraisa of Al Yetzei Yish Mimkomo. Umodedin Misfas HaBayis HaChitzon, we measure from the last house in town, Sheba Yir, Afilo Haisa Gedola Keninve, even if it's a huge town. If somebody lives in a place where you can walk for 45 minutes and have houses this whole way, then there's no Tchum issue. You can walk for hours and hours. But if you're in the country, you have one house, three houses in the Bungalow Colony, you walk 2 minutes, you start counting outside the Tchum. So it all depends on how things are structured. Zehu l'din Torah, says the Sefer HaChinuch, this is the din d'oraisa, that you're allowed to walk 24,000 amos outside your city. But says the Chinuch, aval shechachamim gadru geder, Chazal made a geder, which is a number that I think more are familiar with, the asru shalolelech yoser me'al payim amal l'chutz l'ir, 2,000 amos. Not 24,000 amos, 2,000 amos. This is the Issa Drabanan, and that is what we hold, that there is an Issa Drabanan of walking 2,000 amos measured from the edge of the city. This is called Tchum Shabbos. Fine. There is a major machlokes whether what the Sefer HaChinuch says is correct or not. If you look in the Rambam in Mishneh Torah is exactly what the Sefer HaChinuch says here. The Rambam in Mishneh Torah in the 27th parak of Shabbos says, Hayotzei chutz l'tchum ha-medina b'Shabbos loke. If you walk outside of the Medina on Shabbos, you get Malkos. Shenemar ha-yitzei yish b'mkomo b'yam ha-shvi. Don't walk outside. Makom zehu tchum ha-ir. V'lo nitna Torah shir l'tchum zeh. The Torah just says mimkomo. What's the makom? The Torah doesn't say. Aval chachamim etiku shetchum zehu chutz l'shem asar mil, 12 mil kinegan machane Yisrael. That was the area of the Jewish people's encampment in the desert. So that's called a makom. Walking outside of that makom is the malacha. The kacham alehem Moshe Rabbeinu lo teitzu chutz l'machane. Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't go outside this area, this 12 mil. Midivrei sofrim hu shelo yetzi adam chutz l'ir ela ad alpayim amah. Midrabanan, 2,000 amos outside. Ava chutz l'alpayim amah aser. If you take one step out of 2,000 amos, outside the city, I violated Nisa Drabbana. That is the Sefer HaChinuch, that is the Shita of the Rambam. The problem is twofold. Number one, the Rambam himself, in Sefer HaMitzvos, contradicts himself. And the poskim say he must have retracted his opinion and changed his mind. Because in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Lo Saaseh Shin Chaf Aleph, the Rambam says, 2,000 amos is Asur Daraisa. walking 2,000 amos out. Not 24,000 is also daraisa and 2,000 is darabanan. The Rambam in Shinchaf Aleph. Here's here. So lahala chutz l'tchum ha-medina b'shabas. V'hu amra yitzi yishmem komo v'yam ha-shvi. Ubo ha-kabawa. Shegvul ha-halicha shethi asura. Ma shenosef al payim amah. 2,000 amos chutz b'na medina. V'yafilu ama achas. V'olecha z'apayim amah l'chutz. Right? 2,000 amos in any direction is good, but one amma beyond that is usur. And if you walk one amma beyond 2,000, loka, you get malchus. So that is against what the Rambam says here. So the poskim, and there's a tshuva of the Rambam, which I'm not sure if it's reliable or not, but either way, the Rambam, rather than say it's a stira, we go, what's more authoritative, the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, and therefore the Rambam Shita is 24,000 is daraisa, 2,000 is darabanan, even though the Sefer HaMitzvos here, the Rambam himself says 2,000 is daraisa. On the other hand, we have the Shita of the Ramban and many Rishonim. Many Rishonim say that all Tchumen is Darabanan. Even though there is a Shita in the Tanam Rabbi Akiva, which holds Tchumen Daraisa, and that's what the Rambam in the Chinuch hold, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah in the Chinuch hold, the Ramban right here on Sefer HaMitzvah says, scratch this mitzvah. I'll add in a different one. Says the Ramban, scratch it. I think everything is derabanan. V'lo huskir ashir azeh b'talmudeinu klal. Ela alpayim amad d'oraisa l'Rabbi Akiva. U'tchumim mid'vayim l'rabanan. Many times in the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, who holds tchumim is d'oraisa, dot. Meaning the Rabbanan hold no tchum is d'oraisa. Even 24,000. Nothing is d'oraisa. That is the shita of the Ramban. And by the way, that is what Rova Poskim and the Mishnah Berurah says that we should hold. The Mishnah Berurah is Shin Sadik Zion in the forgotten volume. Hopefully it's not too forgotten. Chelek Dalet of the Mishnah Berurah, which is the least used one, because it's all about Hilchas Erevin, unless you're looking up Hilchas Kiddush Levana, which is at the end of the Chelek. But all about Hilchas Erevin. And Shin Sadik Zion says the Shulchan Aruch, Kol Adam Yesh Lo Apayim Amal L'Chol Ruach. Every person, let's say you're in the middle of the desert, you can walk 2,000 amos. Here's a Apayim Amal L'Chol Ruach. Chutz Midalan Amosav. Besides for his four amos, Obi Amakam Sheshavaspa. Or in the, if you're in a city, then you have 2,000 amos outside that city. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'hu Takanas Chachamim. De Minat Torah Mutar L'Halech Al Yud Beis Mil. Midar Abanan, you have 2,000 amos. Because Minat Torah, you have up to Yud Beis Mil. V'chulu. And then he says, V'har Be Poskim Chokim. V'omrim Dagam Chus L'Yud Beis Mil. Einu Aser Minat Torah. V'how Yeitze. How do they understand this pasuk? Al Yeitze? It means Al Yotzi, don't carry out. Not Al Yeitze, don't go out. That's how the Ramban and others understand this. Isser Hotzas Kalim Me Rishus L'Rishus. Okay, so this is all just background. Interesting. So one of the Achronim, the Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss, quotes, he thinks there's a raya to the Rambam, that there is something on a daraisa level. How do you know? There's a Rashi. Rashi and Sefer Yehoshua. Beginning of Sefer Yehoshua, B'nai Yisrael, we're about to cross the Yarden, and Yehoshua moves the placement of the Aron. So we know throughout the desert, the Aron was in the middle of three Shvatim on either side. Parshas by Midbar describes it. The Aron was right in the middle. Right before B'nai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, Yehoshua ben Nun moved the Aron. Aron goes first. Remember the story, the Aron went in first, the Yardane split, the Kohanim stood there, everybody else went through, but the Aron went first. How far in front of the camp was the Aron, in front of Bnei Yisrael? Says the Pasuk, Gimel, in Yoshua, Vayitzavu Esa'am Lemar, he commanded the people, Kirotchem et Aron bis Hashem Elokechem, when you see the Aron, Vahakohanim Halavim no sinoto, and the Kohanim carrying it, which is another difference, the Kohanim were carrying the Aron, Viatem tisumim komchem v'halachtem acharav. Go after it. You see the Aron go to the Yarden, follow it. Ach, rachok yihye b'neichem uveinav. But keep a distance. Ka'alpayim amah b'mida. 2,000 amos. B'mida, measured. Al tikrevu elav. Don't go closer to it. L'man asher teidu et haderach shetelchu ba, ki lo avartem haderach mitzvot shel shom. Fine. 2,000 amos. Why 2,000 amos? What is 2,000? Dafka, the Aron has to be 2,000 amos away. Says Rashi, kidei shetiyu yecholon leilech ulehispalel lefanav b'shabbos. The Aron's got to be that distance and not further, because you want to be able to go to the Aron on Shabbos to daven at. Kach beforesh b'medrash tanchuma, lefi sheyadasha asidim lios sarim lefnei yericha b'shabbos. You're going to have to be daven there. So that's why you can't be further than 2,000 amos. This is pretty, or Sefer Yehoshua. This is, you're going to say this is a din d'rabanan. All tchumen is d'rabanan. The Menachas Asher says it sounds like there is something d'oraisa in this regard. Okay, either way, this is a machlokas, whether this mitzvah exists or not, according to the Chinuch and the Rambam, it does. That's why we are discussing it here. So the L'maisa, 2,000 amos, is about 7/10 of a mile. So if somebody walks out of a bungalow colony, walks out of a city, and with that distance, so then That is as far as one could go. Again, so this is very lamaisin. It's in different areas. You want to walk from one neighborhood to another neighborhood, but there's a distance of pasture in between. There are fields in between. Is there a farm in between? You want to walk over a bridge. All these are issues of tchum that one has to ask a shayla about. Continues the Sefer HaChinuch, Misharshi Mitzvah Zu, what's this mitzvah about? The Shorish, Shenizkar V'Neidah, Shehaolam Mechudash V'lo Kadmon. We're going to get to that Bez Hashem next Parsha, and that is so that we know that the earth was created, meaning this is part of Shabbos. Hashem kaviyachol rested on Shabbos, we rest on Shabbos. We don't go anywhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped, we stop. We don't go out of our place on Shabbos, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not leave his place. Al-Kain, Lizkard, Hadavar, to remember this, Ra'ui lanu shenanuach b'makam echad, stay in this place. Klomar, shelo neilech b'v'derach rachok, rak derach tiyul ve'oneg, walk around where you are, but not further. U'bahalicha, shneimasar milin, ein botarach rav. So you have plenty of place to walk within your Rishus, but farther than that, you're supposed to keep your place on Shabbos. A couple of other points related to the Shorish of the mitzvah. Number one, I didn't see the Ha'ara, but it's fascinating that this is the mitzvah that we got even before we got the Aseres HaDibros. This is in Beshalach. If Truman is Daraisa, learn that from this pasuk. This was one of the first things, the first mitzvahs of Shabbos. We got Shabbos in Mara, but related to that was this mitzvah, which is separated in the Torah with a separate pasuk. Chazal talk about the fact that it's a separate pasuk, but that is number one. Number two, fascinating Gemara that we're all familiar with, but in the context of this mitzvah, it takes on greater significance. Gemara in Yevamos Adaf Mem Zayin. The Gemara talks about Geirus. The whole fourth parak in Yevamos has a lot of halachas of Geirus. So the Gemara talks about what's one of the earlier sources of a Geirus? Rus. Ruth is trying to stick with her mother-in-law. And her mother-in-law is trying to say, no, you don't want to be Jewish. Don't be Jewish. So what does the pasuk say? Vatera ki mitametes hilaleches. Naomi saw that Ruth really wants to be with her. Vatechta ladabra elaha. Amrulon. So there's a conversation that took place. Naomi's trying to convince her not to be Jewish. We have all these difficult laws. What's the first one? Amrulon. Aserlon tchum Shabbos. You know we have halachas of tchum Shabbos? And that's what Rus answers, Ba'asher telchi eleich. Wherever you go, I go. Meaning, I accept that halacha tchum Shabbos. Asulon yichud. What do you mean? They have hilchas yichud. Ba'asher talini alin. I'll sleep where you sleep. Meaning, I accept the halachas of yichud. Mifakdinon, sheish meas v'yud gemo mitzvahs. We have 613 mitzvahs. Ameich ami. My nation is your nation. Asulon avodas kochavim. Elokai echalokai. Arba misas. Ba'asher tamusi amus. Right, it goes through every phrase that Rus answered was really an answer to a question that Chazal said that Naomi was asking. But the first one on the list was Ba'asher Tchum Shabbos. So again, you could say these are Yesodos. You have Shabbos, you have Yichud, which is Gili Arayis. You have Amechami, you have Avodah Zarah. You have the basics here. But it's interesting that out of Shabbos, it's Dafka Tchum Shabbos. That's what's mentioned. Why Dafka Tchum Shabbos? Says the Marsha on that Gemara in Yavam. It's Daf Mem Zayin Mabez. Because the halacha is, when you mention things to a ger, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is, that you mention them some very serious and some very minuscule. So even when you mention Shabbos, says the Marsha, we pick Tchumen. Why? Because even if you say Tchumen is Daraisa, you don't get skila for it. It's a lav. So of course you're going to mention the seriousness of the regular points of Shabbos, but even lower, smaller points of Shabbos you mentioned. Says the Marsha, right there. The afilu mandamar tchumin daraisa, malkin aleha, vein mamisin. It's only malkas, it's not misa. V'chein iser yichud, miyaser arayis, yakala, de malkin alei. No, yichud gets malkas. The hainu, de modian le nakalos kadeshi yifershu, de afal akalos kazu, halichas tchumi isure Shabbos, de lo mechzi kimalacha, v'chulu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of every area of our life. Right, this is the tchum Shabbos that's mentioned by Rus. Again, does this give any hint, whether it's Daraisa, whether it's Drabanan, it's mentioned in Nevi'im? Not 100% clear, but that is one of the Yesodos that Nami felt needed to mention. So it's a beautiful Sefer on Nevi'im. They have Nevi'im Rishonim, they have Rus, Mishpitzo Zav. So on this Pasuk in Rus, so he quotes this Chazal, and he says, based on this Marsha, because Halacha, the message that Nami was trying to get over to Rus by quoting Tchum Shabbos, is that Halacha is involved in every single area of our life. There are very serious halachas, and not so all halachas are serious. There are halachas that govern major parts of our life, and there are halachas that govern every little minor part of our life. That's what the message that she was trying to get across by saying Tchum. And then he quotes a story, Mesupar, the Maskilim in Russia, certain Maskilim that wanted to talk about how silly the Jewish religion was in front of the Tsar. They quoted the Siman in Shulchan Aruch about halachas of going to the bathroom. Look at this religion. What other religion cares how you go to the bathroom? What other religion, what kind of crazy religion is that? But we say Badafka. We say there's no area of our life that is not governed by halacha, wherever we are. Because wherever we are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. There's a mezuzah on the door when you go into your house. Because we're a Jew inside, just like we're a Jew outside. That's the Mishpat Zav makes that ha'ara on this pasuk in Rus, in Perek Aleph, related to the statement, that's a conversation of Naomi and Rus. One final point related to the Shorish HaMitzvah, the Hashkafa, there's a Meshech Chachma on this week's Parsha. I haven't used it, I don't think, in a Parsha Shir yet. You could feel free to use it this week. But the Meshech Chachma talks about that this week's Parsha, Yaakov Avinu, Vayichan, the Pasuk, I'll read you the Pasuk. The Pasuk is, Vayichan is Pnei Ha'ir, Chazal Darshan, when Yaakov Avinu came back, after meeting Esav, he encamped. Vayichan es pnei ha'ir. So Chazal darshin that he was koveya tchum. Vayichan es pnei ha'ir. This week's parsha. The earliest source in the Torah for tchum Shabbos is right here. Vayichan es pnei ha'ir. Tchum Shabbos. Ask the Meshech Chachma in this week's parsha. Why over here is Yaakov related to tchumin, kava tchumin, while the Gemara tells us that Avram Avinu, the Gemara says Avram Avinu did call Torah Kula, even Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin, as we know the halacha, when Yontif is before Shabbos on a Thursday, Friday, or on a Friday, you make an Erev Tavshilin in order to be able to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Based on the principle of, maybe guests will come right now anyway, so I have to cook for them. But that's the principle of Erev Tchumen. Ask the Meshech Chachma, why is it? First of all, the Ha'ara is a great Ha'ara. Why Dafka does Chazal pick Erev Tavshilin when it comes to Avram Avinu, and Tchumen when it, to pick any mitzvah when it comes to Yaakov? Says the Meshech Chachma, Avram Avinu was all about spreading the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chesed. Vedas HaNefesh HaShoasu B'charan. He was starting a religion. He was spreading monotheism. He was all about spreading. Go, Dafka went to Mitzrayim when there was a famine, not to any other land around Eretz Yisrael. Why? Says the Meshech Chachma, because that's where the smartest people in the world were. And he wanted to talk to the smartest people in the world to convince them to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Monotheism. That was Avram Avinu's derech. Yaakov Avinu, what would Yaakov had 12 Shvatim, Shiv Teka. Yaakov Avinu was about, once the Jewish religion has had time already to become a religion, so now it's about separation. It's about going to Goshen and being a separate religion and not integrating amongst the others. Avraham Avinu Dafka went to Mitzrayim and was integrated. Yaakov Avinu was in Goshen. It was separate. It was the Shiv Teka being able to mold and gel into Bnei Yisrael. So that's Avram versus Yaakov. Avram Avinu, say Chazal, was Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin is based on the principle of, hey, guests might come. I have to cook for them so I can even cook now in order for Shabbos. It's all about guests coming and spreading and having Archim. Yaakov Avinu, he made a tchum. He made a gvul. He made a border. Here, I'm here, and you're there. That's the message, the simen of Tchumen, Avram Avinu, Erev Tavshilin, Yaakov Avinu Tchumen. Meshech Chachma on this week's Parsha. Okay, so we continue. So the Isser of Tchum Shabbos, and the mitzvah is about remembering that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, turning over many halachas of Shabbos. One of them, a major section of Mesachas Erevin discusses this. This is in Sifkat and Beis in the Minchas Chinuch, and that's the concept of setting an Erev Tchumen. As we know, let's say I'm in a city, the Mishnah in Erevin says, and I'm going to want to walk outside the city to the east on Shabbos. So I am allowed to set an Erev Tchum. I could go 2,000 amos outside my city to the east. I could put some matzah down there and say, this is my center on Shabbos. This is my Makom Shvisa. And once I do that, I could then walk another 2,000 amos beyond that. I could walk zero to the west. Because now that, to the west of my city, because now that I have set my center of my Shabbos 2,000 amos to the east, so then, once I'm in my city, I can walk my whole city is considered Dalet Amos for me, but I want to walk east, so I can move my center of Shabbos in one direction or another direction. Can you make a Tanai? Could you do it both and hope for the, and pick one tomorrow? That's Mishnah is an Erevin, but that's the concept of an Erev Tchumen. If somebody wants to go from one bungalow colony to another bungalow colony, and it's 3,000 amos apart, so you could put one in the middle, put an Erev Tchumen in the middle, and one will be able to walk from one to the other. That's all the halachas in Mishnayis Erevin and the Gemara of Erev Tchumen. The Gemara also, the Shukrat, The Chinuch talks all about other halachos. Hashovis b'midbar. Somebody's in a desert, in a cave. What if somebody's on a boat? Somebody's on a boat. This is one of the halachas of a cruise. If you're on a cruise, what do you do with tchumen? So the halacha is, while you're on the boat, there's no problem. Because the Shulchan Aruch discusses that if you're above 10 tfachim from the ground, there's no issue of tchum. No issue of tchum. So that is what the Gemara in Erevin talks about, how Eliyahu Navi could come to a bris on Shabbos. Isn't it from outside the tchum? Right? So the Gemara, above 10 tfachim, the Gemara says, no problem. No problem with tchum. So that's why if you're on a boat, the problem is getting off the boat. That's already an issue. But if somebody's on a boat on Shabbos, and then it seems to be that it's not a problem. The Shulchan Aruch continues, though, in the next page. V'noheges v'chol makom v'chol zman. It applies to all always, b'scharim and akevis, men and women. Last paragraph, for over a level, halach afilu amma achas, yosem mishalosh parsos. If you walk even one amma outside of three parsos, that's the daraisa, you get malchus. V'cheinem halach afilu amma achus l'apayim amma, one amma outside 2,000 amos, that's the drabanan, and you get malchus mardus. You get rabbinic lashes. There are reasons, malchus mardus is always associated with the nisa drabanan. There is an interesting gemara in Chagiga. The gemara in Chagiga also talks about tchum Shabbos. The gemara says, daf tezvav in Chagiga, tana rabbanan. This is the Acher Gemara. Elisha ben Avuya, he went off the Derech, he was a great Rav, and he became an Apikoris. Tana Rabbanan. Maisa be'Acher. He was called Acher. Shahaya rochev al asus b'Shabbos. Acher was riding on a horse, which is obviously Asur on Shabbos, but he was riding on a horse. V'haya Rabbi Meir Mahalich Acherov, Lumo Torah. Rabbi Meir was walking, he was Acher, he was ready off the Derech, but he was still a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Meir was walking with him to learn Torah from him. To walk over from Acher. Mipiv. Omer lo, when they came to a certain point, Acher turns down to Rabbi Meir. Meir, chazor l'acharecha, you gotta turn around. Shekfar shi'arti be'ikve sus, I already estimated with my horse's hooves, ad kan tchum Shabbos. The tchum ended here, so I'm going, but Rabbi Meir, I know you follow halacha, so you better turn around. Omer le, Rabbi Meir says to him, afata chazor b'cha, you also turn around. Meaning you also do tshuva. Acher, you could do it. Omer Leiv, lo kvar amarti lecha. No, says Acher, no, I already heard, me'achor yapargod, I already heard in Shemayim that they said, shuvu banim shovim chutz me'acher. Acher is not coming back. And then the Gemara tells a story about how Acher knew that he was not wanted, how he thought that he was not wanted in Shemayim. But that's the Gemara, Tchum Shabbos. Some of the Farshim ask on that Gemara, what, Rameir was going to walk past the Tchum Shabbos? But Acher had to remind him? So some say maybe it's based on a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says at the end of Simin Shin Vav that if it's sak pikuach nefesh, Pikuach Nefesh is not only Docha Shabbos, physical lives, but it's also Docha if somebody's spiritual life is in danger. The Shulchan Aruch says, Mi Shalchulo, somebody gets a message on Shabbos, Shehotzio Bito Mi Beso, B'Shabbos, they, Rachman al-Aslan, took somebody's daughter, Lohotzio Miklal Yisrael, the missionaries came, took a girl out to go missionize her on Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, mitzvah lasum laderech pa'amav lehishtadel b'hatzalasa. V'yotze afilu chus l'sholosh parsos. He could even go out of three parsos to save the daughter. Where's the source for this halacha? Where's the source for it? Maybe it's our Gemara. The Emir was not about to stop because he wanted to bring Acher back. He wanted to bring Acher back. So maybe that's the basis of this halacha. The Shulchan Aruch says, even though it's a daraisa, going out of sholosh parsos. This halacha, simin shin vav, sif yudalad in Shulchan Aruch, maybe that's the basis for this halacha. Okay, just one final point. We're running out of time. One final point related, and that is the Shulchan Aruch talks of the Sefer Minchas Chinuch talks about whether if somebody went outside the tchum, what if somebody had a reshus to go outside the tchum? They went outside the tchum with reshus. There was an emergency, and then I'm stuck outside my tchum. Am I allowed to go back? And I'm in the middle of nowhere. Can I go back? So that is a huge issue related to general Chilul Shabbos. If somebody, there's a doctor, and he has to go to the hospital on Shabbos, is he allowed to go back? So this is a major machlokes, or Shlomo Zalman, Rav Moshe, the Har Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says, everything's usher, even Durabanans are usher, to go back. Rav Moshe is the most makel, this is the Hatzak that he gave to certain Hatzalah groups. Rav Moshe says they could go back, based on the principle that if you don't let them go back, they wouldn't go in the first place. Rav Shlomo Zalman's in the middle. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you could have a guy drive you back. You could violate a Durabana, but not a Daraisa. That is a huge issue. We could have a shear on that, but not for now. But that's related to this mitzvah. Related to this mitzvah of not going on Shabbos outside the Tchum. Okay, we'll have to stop here. The last paragraph in the Chinuch, we didn't read it, but we already said it outside. He quotes the Ramban, who says that there is no such mitzvah on a Daraisa level of Tchum. It's all Durabanan. That was the last paragraph in the Chinuch. But the Sefer Chinuch says, I always go like the Ramban. That's why I counted this as a mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here. We did B'Shalach. One day, tomorrow, we start Parshas Yisro. Parshas Yisro, which has 27 mitzvahs in it, including the Aseres HaDibros. Okay, we'll stop here. Parshas Yir tonight.